Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president of baseball operations joins us now as he gets ready to hop on a flight to Washington, D.C., and we respect your time immensely, so we really appreciate this. Just a few quick ones for you, Mo. And first of all, that man right there, Adam Wainwright, what an unbelievable couple of performances in the postseason for him.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly special. Sort of unfortunate, right? Because starting pitching has been something that's given us a chance to win games. But unfortunately, when you're not putting up runs, it's hard to do that. So looking back at Waino's start yesterday, it was extremely impressive. Really kind of one or two mistakes there latter part of the game where it ended up getting us. But, unfortunately, when you're not putting up a lot of runs, it puts a lot more pressure on your pitching.
Tell us what you're seeing there offensively, Mo. There's a lot, of course, to dissect. You're facing two very good pitchers in games one and two. What are you seeing from your lineup?
I think right now I feel like it's a little bit what we're just pressing. Trying to probably do more than we need to. Perhaps maybe just simplify it a little bit, get the ball in play, try to have the ability to move runners and I guess most importantly is get on base, right? it's hard to really sort of beat up where we are until you get some guys on and try to create a little traffic and maybe make a little noise.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. On the pressing part of it, it's human nature. You got a crowd, you're playing at home, you're trying to get that crowd electrified, and it just didn't come through. And look, the staff, Mike Schilt, your entire group will come up with this decision on what to do if there's an adjustment in the lineup. But this roster was put together for a reason. You got some high-caliber players on it, don't you?
Well, we do, and it's still a team that we believe in. My inbox this morning was quite full with everybody giving me their opinions. I do feel like, as a reminder, I mean, we're still one of four teams still standing. So, I still feel like this club has a lot of things to be proud of. And, hopefully we can find a way to dig out of that hole we're in and get ourselves back into something.
They are going on the road. There's a team over there in Washington that's very good, but the Cardinals have been good on the road. I mean, look, I guess you look at this way, John Mozeliak, is that you're going on the road for a series. You're going to take on the Nationals for three on the road. You win two out of three. You're coming home. You're giving the ball to Waino in game six. I'll take that.
Yeah, I think the simplest way to think about it is we're playing for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you win a game tomorrow, then in a lot of ways, you're right back in it. So that's what you got to see happen. And I think the recipe to get us there and what you hope to see happen is that we can string some success together and put some runs up on the board and maybe take a little pressure off of everybody.
Jack Flaherty on the mound has to make you feel good.
Absolutely. I've heard this a lot, though. The starting pitching part hasn't been what's been concerning or where you're in the panic zone. It's can we put a string a few games together where we put pressure on, just like we did against Atlanta, and that's what you really need to see happen.
We really appreciate the time very much. We're going to have you hop on that plane and bring home a couple of wins. Actually, three would be great. But let's kind of one in game three. It's exactly what you said. Settle in and win a baseball game tomorrow, right, John Mozeliak?
Yeah, I think the simplest way to think about this is one day at a time, and that's what we hope to do.
Appreciate the time very much. Have a safe flight, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
All right, thank you.
He is the best, and that is so nice of him to do that right before they hop on the plane. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations.